it's Sunday night, Or LeBay's Kislev. We're doing synopsis either week or synopsis 2 weeks, we'll see. And we're going to go over Shmaitzer Beis up to and including Perek Yud Aleph, I believe. Now, normally a synopsis is Bekitzer, and everybody can relax, and you don't have to look in, and you get entertained maybe if I make good jokes. But the first part of the synopsis, which is tonight, we're going to go slower, not faster. We're going to go slower instead of faster. What do I mean? Because the first part of the synopsis, I'm going to learn the Sugya and Ksubas. That the Shmaitzer, that so much of Shmaitzer Beis is based on. So we'll go over the Sugya, and we'll learn Gemara, and I'll say it over to you, and you know it already to a certain degree, I'm sure. But I think that's the best thing to do in the Chazara, is to make sure we have the Gemara down. And it starts with the Mishnah in Ksubis. We call it the Mishnah in Hamadir. It's the end of the seventh parak in Ksubis. It's on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. If you want to get a Gemara, I'll wait. Maybe I should have brought Gemaras. Taco. Okay. And Echanami. Sunday nights, we have to stop at 5 to 9. Because at least until the Sunday night program is functioning totally on its own, it doesn't need me anymore. But I'm still in the middle of being Masadr things, and I can't just walk in there at 9 o'clock. It would make them waste a lot of time, and they're only learning from 9 to 10. So I have to stop latest, 5 to 9. Ayin Hayamad Aleph, the Mishnah, last four lines. He went to Shech the Chickens already. His son just got engaged. Yeah, his son got engaged.
Oh,
nice. He's shechting chickens already. Okay, the bottom of the Fayin Hayam and Aleph. Come on, let's go. 75A in Art Scroll parlance. 75A4, probably. Are you a woman? A man married a lady. Now, this is not woman. It's not necessarily, you know, in the first parak, it's full of nosi people that got married and found that their wife is a beula already. Pesach pesuach matzasi, or the way the Mishnah says it on Daf Yud Beis, a nosi is ishav loy motzal lo besulim. Or the way the Amoraim phrase is kinsa becheskas besulim and imtzas beula. These are all the same thing. Now that's you. Sometimes that's dealt with mitzad the iser, that maybe she was nivel tachta beratzon and she's also to him. Sometimes it's dealt with the iser angle, if he's a kohen and she was nivel tachta even ba'inus. So you could look at it from the angle of iser the heter. Sometimes it's dealt with in the angle of the ksuba. And of momen, in which case it's dealt with as a mum. That's why there's an interface between the first perek and perek hamadir, because there's one. A lot of the first perek deals with pesach pesuach matzasi as a mum, and this is the Mishnah that says if a guy married a woman and discovered a mum. Now, when did he discover the mum? So here it's not so obviously Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, he discovered after she's married, after they are married, I should say, after they're married. Here is we discuss it because we're talking about all mumen. So we, and you can't tell when it came, and if it came before the Erisin, it's very possibly a Mekach Toz, or I think we can assume that we're talking about the type of mum that creates Mekach Toz. But if it happened after Harrison, then it's called Nistapcho Sadehu. It's his tough luck. And so we want to know. So the Mishnah says, Hayuba Mumin, V'oidu B'beis Aviyo, they were found before the Nisuim. So what's your Sovik? She's in her father's house the whole Harrison period. The Harrison period used to be a year. So you still don't know if the husband doesn't want to marry her anymore, and he doesn't want to pay her a ksuba. you say there's no problem in the time of the Gemara, why is there ever a problem? Give her a get and put her an asek. What's the big deal? And the Chanami, he doesn't want to pay her the ksuba. So he says it was a mekach tolos, the movement were before Erison. Ha'ov tzorech lahavi raya, sheminasar sahayu b'mumen alalu. The Ov is mourning the ksuba, and he's the moitzi mechaver of a raya. He wants to be moitzi the ksuba from the husband, so he has to bring the raya. That sheminasar sahayu b'mumen alalu, that the mumen came. Hayu means noldu. Hayu here doesn't mean it was. It means it became. The mumen became. Really, hoyu is not really, usually hoyu means it was, and it was there from before. Hoyu means noldu, but mumen alolu, minestap chosodeyu, and it's his tough luck. The Baal's tough luck. So this is what the father, right, wants to bring a raya, but he has to bring a raya. If he doesn't bring a raya, the husband's potter from paying the ksuba, Rashi says. Okay, so the Reisha says that if you have a suffix when a mum came, we're applying the rule, at least if the mum was found, the Beis Aviyah, but obviously it was found if the Erison. It was found before Erison, so you don't have a suffix when it happened, before Erison or after Erison. So you found it after Erison. The question is, was it there from before Erison or not? You don't know. So the Reisha says a Moshe Mechavel of Araya. Okay. Okay, we're going to skip Chachamim. Chachamim talk about Mum Shebegolui, which happens to be a din I said over in one Dvar Halacha one night, that if there's a mum Shebegolui that the Lekeach should have seen, and he says he didn't see it, but he should have seen it, then he can't claim Mekach Tos. Some look at it because we assume he saw it and he was Mavat there. Some say by not looking, something that's easily seen, like a guy buying a house. I'm not paskening, I'm just giving a marshal. Guy buys a house and doesn't show it to an engineer, which I believe is quite common practice. And I'm assuming it's common practice. Nobody buys a house without showing it to an engineer. Or at least in my experience, people always show it to an engineer. So the guy that didn't show it to an engineer, or a guy buys a car and doesn't show, a used car, and doesn't show it to a mechanic, b'chal he'll show it to a mechanic, so that's something that he should have done. And by not doing it, he was mavat there. Whether he was mavat there or not, is not negeya. The halacha says, too bad. That's called mum shebegolui. Mum shebegolui doesn't only have to mean begolui, but it means it was easily ascertainable. And even if he didn't take steps to ascertain it, so then he loses out. But we're not talking about mum shebegolui here, obviously, or not obviously. We're not talking about mum shebegolui. That's what Chachamim in the Mishnah raised that issue. I'm sorry, I skipped the next case. Before that discussion, which is not nogeya us, you have the second case. She got married, and then they discovered the mumen. Now, we cannot be swayed by the fact that we know one of the terutzim of the Gemara is that taka, that's the point of difference, where the mumen were found. Gemara doesn't know from nothing. You got to wipe the slate clean in your mind. Because why should it make a difference? We know we have a rule of a Moitzeh Mechaveil of a Raya, and either the rule applies or it doesn't apply. What's the difference where you found the mum? So don't assume, we're smart already, we're up to Shmaitzeh Beis, Perigid Beis. By now you better know the answer, at least according to Rava, or according to Ravashi, or according to Kanimtza Kanhoya, and all that fancy stuff. The more is innocent, doesn't know from nothing. The Mishnah says, if they're married already, then it's the burden of proof is on the Baal. Habal tzorech lavi raya, she'at shelo nesarsa, hayu b'mumen elu, hayu mekach ol mekach tos. So he has to bring a raya that he's potter from Tzuba. Okay. Now, if you find the Mishnah that says if the husband finds a mum, so teitzei shelo b'ksuba, you know, that's no stira. It could be a mum like the sixth finger, or missing of something that for sure was there before. We're talking about a particular kind of mum that there's a suffix when it happened, but that, you know, there could be, there's plenty of mishnayos that there's a mum and that's a mekach tos and the kedushin is batel. It means it's for sure was there before and it wasn't begolui, which is right. Okay, now the Gemara. We're on the Gemara of Ayin Hayamid Beis. Gemara. Time of the Maisiha of Raya. In the Reisha was saying that the Baal, that the Ov has to bring a Raya. Which means, Halo Maisi Raya. I mean, the Mishnah, the Gemara says it as a Diyuk. If he doesn't bring a Raya, Halo Maisi of Raya, Baal Mehemin. He's parted from paying the Ksuba, meaning the burden of proof. The burden of proof, or say it, we assume, or we're afraid, or we say that the woman was there before, and therefore he cannot collect the ksuba, and therefore he can't collect the ksuba. Abal Mehemen. What?
Mehemen, he doesn't know. He's just saying that he's nice, he's
not. Well, no, the Lashon HaGemara is interesting. Lashon HaGemara is probably teaches us the mahalach of Toyin V'Nitan, that you can't, we don't, it's not like Issa V'Heter that we operate in a vacuum. We have to say this guy wins. Now, and the Gemara understands and hopes that you'll understand and that we'll understand that Mehemen doesn't mean in any real sense of Nemonus. He's obviously a Baldover and it's just a timer. And why should he be Nemon? Is right? Especially here that he doesn't know. So his mom is nothing to be Nemon about. It means the translation of Nemon in this context is that his Taina is accepted. And his Taina wins. Like we talked about in Hilchas Taina V'Nitan, you want to know whose Taina wins. Whose is the winning Taina? So his is the winning Taina. And that's what Mehemen means. It's a good point, but that's what it means. Abal's Mehemen. Many, but now, okay, so what do you have here? You have a suffek if a guy is b'chuyiv k'suba or not, and the woman's tining, he is b'chuyiv, or the father's tining, he's b'chuyiv, and it's a question of when the woman came. Sorry, they're civil living. They know, shouldn't even be here. He's also in the middle of learning. It's not right. Someone's supposed to do that. Okay, so many Rabbi Yeshua, this is an old machlokes. We are coming from the beginning of the first parak of Ksubis. And the first parak of Ksubas, we're talking about the Mishnah on Yud Beis and Mid Beis, which is Hanosi is Ishav Eloi Motzal Abusulim, Hu Omer, He Omer is Mishir Astanin and Nasti, even Astapkos Adayu, Hu Omer, he says, right, I don't want to give you Ksuba. So Rishua says, Lomi Pia Anu Chayin, meaning we don't believe her, we're not Soymich on her word, she doesn't get the Ksuba. Despite the Cheskos Haguf, right, which would tell us to say that it happened later, despite the Cheskos Haguf, but she's a Motzi Machaveru al Avaraya. And Cheskos Momen is stronger. Loimi Pi Anu Chayin, that's Rabbi Yeshua there. Rabbi Gamliel there says that she is Nemon, and she does get the Ksuba. That's a Machlaikas and Afyud Bezim and Bez. Again, seemingly the same Machlaikas, seemingly the same case. They're arguing about a Mum, we're talking about Mum, because we're talking about the Pesach Pesuach from the perspective of Mum, because we're talking about if she gets Ksuba or not, so we're talking about from the perspective of Mum. So we're talking about when it happened, and Rabbi Yeshua says the burden of proof is on her, and the Gamliel says the burden of proof is on the Baal. So our Reisha is like Rabbi Yeshua, that the burden of proof is on her, and she goes, she's up against the Cheskos Momen, And now that there's a suffix, she has to prove when it happened. And she can't use any other, she has to prove it. Prove it means with, not with chazaka, she has to prove it. Amos Seifa, but the Seifa of our Mishnah, Nichlas Ol Rishus HaBaal, which happens to be the case of Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, because there, Hanosei Yaseisha, she got married, HaBaal Tzorech Lavi Raya, our Mishnah says the burden of proof is now on the Baal, meaning we negate, we're not sure why yet, really, we negate his Cheskos Momen, we say she has a Shtar, maybe we'll say she has a Cheskos Aguf, however we'll decide to put it, but she wins. And that's like the Sefer. Time of the Maisi HaBaal Raya, although Maisi HaBaal Raya of Mehemen, Asana Ramagamliya, again, Mehemen means his Taina wins and he's Moitzi the Ksuba. So Asana Ramagamliya, the Omer Nemenes, so that seems to be like Ramagamliya that follows either Cheskos HaGuf. Really, there's other reasons there. There's Bari Vishema, which is here also. There's Migu there. It's not so clear that that's here. Akoponim, the ostensible, the Machlokas is L'chari our Mishnah. And our Mishnah has two contradictory psakim. And it seems to be one Rabbi Yeshua that she could be Motzi the moment, even without a Raya, that when it happened. And one that says she can't be Motzi the moment without a Raya. So, Rabbi Lozor, we have Rabbi Lozor that says Tavra, meaning bingo. It's a stira, Mishnah, Rebbe. We don't know why. Rebbe taught two dinim in the Mishnah, and one is according to Misha Shonazu, Le Shonazu. Rebbe kept it in the Mishnayas. We don't know why. The Reisha is going like a Beshua, and the Seif is going according to Rebbe Gamliel. No chilek about when the moment was found. Meaning, obviously they were found afterwards. They were found before the Moshiach. Obviously they were found afterwards. But no chalak if they were married or not. No chalak. It's not the point. It's not the nakuda. It's not relevant. It's a coincidence that the Reisha happens to have this case and the Seif happens to have that case. Even though nothing in this world is a coincidence. But it's all Reisha, Bishua, and Sefer Gamliel. As simple as that. That's Rabbi Elezer's Teretz. Omar Rava. Now, this is important for this Perek Aleph. We're only dealing now with Rabbi Elazar. Omar Rava. Now we're going to examine Rabbi Yeshua. Loi Tema. Rabbi Yeshua Loi Ozul Bosa Chazoka De Gufa Klal. Eloki Loi Ozul Rabbi Yeshua Bosa Chazoka De Gufa. You know, he's not going Bosa Cheskos HaGuf. Cheskos HaGuf says it happened at the later state. It happened at the later state. If you want to say something happened to Haguf, so you push it up to the later state. Now later on, we'll be learning a Rashba and Chulin that says that you do not say that. Cheskos HaGuf has to be a well-defined, either two Rishuyos or two very, very well-defined time frames that are different. But just to say that it happened and you don't know when it happened, and it happened at the last possible minute that you could be misupik that maybe it happened, is not going to work. You don't say that. Cheskos HaGuf does not allow us to do that. Cheskos HaGuf means when you have like clearly defined gevulim or gevulos, and you want to know if it happened in this box or in that box. So you say it happened in the later box. Taka, the later box. But just if you have a time frame between 1 and 2 o'clock, and, you know, and it was Sholem at 1 and Chasser at 2, to say it happened a minute to 2 as opposed to 1:30, when there's no difference between 1 and 2, there's no change of Rishuyos, you could ask, so then what's the difference when it happened? They don't come at me, but I'm just making the Rashba's point. So it's not so clear that, so remember, because it'll come up later, that this issue of Cheskos HaGuf is not always said. It doesn't always work just to say it happened at a later time frame. But meanwhile, we'll go with yes, or we'll consider, let's say, before, pre-Arison or post-Arison, is certainly a different time frame. And we don't have to talk about it, doesn't matter if the husband got married or not, or just made Arison. So it's a different time frame, and therefore we go Chesk Saguf. Now Rabbi Shmuel is not following Chesk Saguf. Now he's not following Chesk Saguf to be Motzi Mamon. Following Chesk Saguf would mean it happened at the later time frame. If the Erisin, the stop Kosa Deo, she gets a Ksuba. She's being Motzi Mamon, and that's against the Chesk Saguf. So now we're focused on Rabbi Yeshua. Now that we said that like Rabbi Yeshua has been given a new lease on life, if you just had the first parak, maybe you'd say his face. Maybe there's a rule, I'm a Gamliel, and Rabbi Yeshua, Aloha Kam Gamliel. I'd rather don't know. But now he's been given a new lease of life, because there's a Mishnah in Amad there that according to Rabbi Lazar, the Reish is Rabbi Yeshua. The Reish reflects Rabbi Yeshua's Shita. So now we're interested in Rabbi Yeshua. We could have made this examination of Rabbi Yeshua in the first parak, when Rabbi Yeshua was, you know, when Rabbi Yeshua was talking and saying his Shita. But here, I don't know. Why here the Gemara chooses to be Mavar Rabbi Yeshua Shita here? I can only. In the first paragraph, we're only interested in Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't get a fair shake. Here we have like, whoa! The first Tana holds like Rabbi Yeshua. Let's examine Rabbi Yeshua. I don't know if they made this up. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, but here we find the Tana like Rabbi Yeshua, so we're interested in finding out. So Amar Rav, loy tamer Rabbi Yeshua loy yozul boso chazoka de gufa klal eliki loy yozul Rabbi Yeshua boso chazoka de gufa hechadika chazoka de b'moina. When it has to crash through a cheskus, what? When we have to crash through a cheskus moment in our Mishnah, going with the cheskus aguf of the isha. By the way, cheskus aguf of the isha is no mum. No mum is cheskus aguf. We assume she was born without a mum. We don't really know that she was. So you need a little trick there. You have to say most women are born without mumen. So like a little arove thrown in there. Because you have to start. This is a very important yisod. It comes up.
The arove leaves.
Wait, please. I want to make a very important point. If you have a tzad, indeed, that she was born, and this is very important, full of shas. You gotta get this. You have to have clarity. It's a simple thing. It's not a complicated thing, but you have to have clarity in it. If there would be a tzad that she was born with a mum, then all the cheskus agufs in the world wouldn't help you. Cheskus aguf means that you know that at one point in time her guf was shalem, and now there was a chisaron in the guf. So, but if your suffix is maybe she never had a cheskus aguf, so you have such cases in shas that you have such a tzad, a drara, a suffix has been created saying, for example, in this case, maybe she, let's say, it would be a suffix, maybe she was born with a mum. So then you can't use cheskus aguf to say she wasn't. You may be able to use rov and say, if you have a suffix, and say rov people are born without mumen. Maybe yeah, maybe not, probably yeah. But whenever we talk about a cheskus aguf, really, and we don't know she was born without a mum, so really you are using that cheskus aguf like you're a lateral handoff. You have to start off with the rove. You have to start off with a presumption that she was born shalem, which is a valid presumption, but it's based on rove. Let's remember that. It's based on the Ruba de Lesser Kamon that most people don't have mumen.
So why does it even have to translate into cheskus aguf?
Because you know she has a mum now, and you want to know when it happened. And that's where cheskus aguf comes in, to say that it happened in the later time frame. That's chazaka. Chazaka means until you know that there was a change, you maintain the status quo. That's chazaka, maintain the status quo. So the status quo is that she did not have a mum. Maintain that status quo up until such time that you know it changed. Now, but pashtus, you can do it for 2 o'clock rather than a minute or two. But that's what we're going to see, a Rashba that I just mention it because things start getting fatumal very quickly. So I want to try to tell you, like, feed you information now in terms of Chazara, so that, you know, you put things in their proper place. This that we're saying so casually And we are. We will be saying casually for the next few days, probably, that Cheskus Aguf pushes it off to the later time frame. But remember, that's not so partial that it does that. It might not do it from a quarter to two to ten to two. It's only, according to the Rashi, it's only well-defined Rishuyos or Zmanim.
I'm still trying to get a grasp on the principle that you just said, though. Because it starts off with Rove. How does the lateral handoff happen to turn it into a...
Because they're both true. We assume she was born without a mum because of the Rove. We assume she was born without a mum because of a Rove. It has to be only an assumption. We Taka don't know. We have to admit we don't know. We don't know. Maybe she was born with a womb. Unless it's a type of womb. A place, I don't know. No, that you know she was born with. I'm going the other way. Unless you know it came later.
The doctor can test it or something.
Yeah. The Yikka Yisod I want you to internalize is that Chazaka doesn't help you if you have a tzad that it was always like that. People get confused about that. If there's a tzad, a woman doesn't have a cheskus kashrus if there's a tzad that she was born posel, that the boil of the mother was a goy, let's say, so she's posel to kahuna. You can't use cheskus aguf, cheskus kashrus, because you're saying maybe she was never kosher. You have that dynamic countless times in Shas.
Is there a rule what makes it a real, like we already did all the suffix, but like what would make it a real tzad that she was born, like somebody could just come and say, maybe.
So that we know from Hilchos Sfeikus, that you need a drora, you need a certain level of takiyum suffix, right?
That's kind of what I'm asking though, it's like how do you know what that level is?
But then we talked about the first week of Shmaitz Aleph.
The regular suffix rule.
Droro.
It so much depends.
I told you, it depends. It's a combination of how many people don't know, if it's shaykh to know, can you find out, how pervasive is the lack of knowledge. This is Hilchos Sfeikus. When you reach the point where the Rambam, I like to say, when you reach the point that a woman, Sunchas would say Cholkin, it's called the Droro de Mamona. In Mamona, it's called the Drora de Mamona. You reach the point where Sunchas Ashita would be Cholkin, or you reach the point where the Rambam in Issevehedda would say, so Victor, you can go to Kula. I picked the Rambam because you're dealing with the Diaraisa, so you don't get distracted by what the Rabbonon may be. So you say, Diaraisa, whoa. So when you hit that point, now you could say, you haven't really answered my question. I know I haven't. When do you hit that point? According to the Rambam. When do you hit the point of Drora? Someone last week in the Kailal, it's not Pashut, someone in the Kailal asked me, Tosis's definition of Drora is Beli Ta'anoseyem Yesofik Lebezin. That's Tosis's famous definition. Beli Ta'anoseyem Yesofik Lebezin. So he's asked me to tell him what that means. I said, it means what it means. I think it's very clear. It means if you would see a picture, a video of the story, and they wouldn't come, they wouldn't be in Besdin, like saying, Shali, it was born 2 o'clock, it was born 1 o'clock. They wouldn't be, but you would be Masupik too. It's the word is inherent. It's an inherent suffix, a built-in suffix. You know, whatever word you choose to use. I think you get the idea. So that's Nogeya Mominus, obviously, and it's Nogeya Yisavahetam. Nogeya Yisavahetam for the Rambam, or for Sveksveka, for Hilchos Fekus. That's Hilchos Fekus of Yeridea. You have Hilchos Fekus of Chesha Mishmit, you have Hilchos Fekus of Yeridea. You'll never be able to pinpoint an objective standard. I told you, it's a combination of why don't you know? In other words, if two people walk into Bezdin and one guy says, I lent you money, and the other guy says, you didn't. So the only reason there's a suffix is because they're arguing. If we would look at the, if we would look from the outside, from a satellite, we don't have a suffix. We don't know, but don't. Not knowing doesn't mean a suffix.
I guess my problem here, though, was that the whole point is we're using rove to give an answer to a suffix. In other words, by
No. Sorry. No. We're using rove, or else you can't use chazaka.
Right, but what?
Not a suffix.
But we had a suffix, and that's why we use.
You don't have a suffix. You don't need a suffix. You don't have a yediyah. I'm saying you can't use chazaka without a yediyah. It doesn't reach the level of suffix that would be a suffix or drug. No, it doesn't. But you want to, as I said, that's what I meant, the lateral handoff. But you have to create a chazaka. You can't create a chazaka.
Why should it happen later than earlier?
You're absolutely correct. Chazakas are not logical. There's no logic in chazakas. Chazakas means you maintain the status quo until you know for sure that there was a change. That's the din of chazaka. You don't like it? Complain to Chul and Daf Yud Aleph. No, really. That's one of the ways the Torah says we resolve issues. It's not we're not comfortable with it, maybe. We're not happy about it. It's not very strong. Rove is stronger. On the other hand, there's Gemara's about Gedola Chazaka. Because we walk around, you know, you go pigeon a ben, you give it to a Kayan, you don't really know he's a Kayan.
Wait a second.
You say he's Becheska's Kayan.
You live with Chazaka all the time. You just
live
with that.
You live with status quo.
Becheska's Kayan makes more sense, but probability of a mum happening.
Not probability. The word probability does not come into play by Chazaka. The word is status quo, not probability. Really, you have to learn that. That's what we're learning. That's why we're learning Shmaitzer. This is what you walk away with when you learn Shmaitzer. We're not dealing with Tzveikus. You're not dealing with probability. That's with Rov, maybe with Eidos, or with Droro. We're dealing with the din of Chazaka. Now, Chazaka is quite strong. For example, I'll tell you a din, and it'll based blow your mind. Rove. And you know the din. You know the din, but you never thought about it. You throw a woman a get, Sofik Kar of Law, Sofik Kar of Law, right? She's married. Someone's boil her. You give a Misa, based on Cheskes Eishes Ish. Maybe not, because some hold as a Reyesa, so I'm cheating a little, but in the basic halacha of Chazaka, you would give Misa, Soklin ala Chazakas. Right, right. You learn out from a Pasuk, the Din Chazaka. You learn out the Din Chazaka.
The coin says it's a leprosy house. He closes the door. How do you know that it's fine? Yeah, he closes the door.
Yeah, but now you're entering a field of maybe we're not mesupik. There's a chazaka that tells you don't be mesupik. No, it's this whole dynamic that if there's no siba for suffik, then just because you don't know, you don't make it into a suffik. Is also a type of chazaka, but that's a lower form of chazaka. That's not the chazaka of when you have a suffix like suffix kor of law, suffix kor of law, when you have the madrega of drora, when you have the madrega where the Rambam would say lakula, and you use chazaka to resolve it. That's a high level. There's two levels of chazaka. There's one chazaka. The Shmaitzer said it about Kanimsa Kanoya, but it's true about every Chazaka. It's multi-level. Chazaka's multi-level. There's two levels of Chazaka. There's the Chazaka that says, Al Tachkor, don't be nervous, don't bite your nails, maybe this, maybe that, maybe the husband died, how could she eat truma? Everything's maybe, the whole world's maybe. We live in a world of the uncertainty.
We're not Jewish.
Speak for yourself.
Huh?
Hey, I'm a Levi. I got extra protection. Like Arid XX. I got extra protection.
I'm a Kelman, but not really.
Yes, Kazakh.
Okay, I think this is valuable talk. Yeah.